Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Brown, Bill's play-by-play man, he and Eric Wood will be on the call Sunday at 1 on WGR as the Saints come to town. It's the 3-0 Bills and the 0-3 Saints, Chris. I mean, the Saints are coming off a blowout loss. They're in the middle of a rebuild. What should we be expecting from them?
Yeah, I think you should expect, you know, a game effort from them under first-year head coach Kellen Moore. You know, they're trying to put the pieces together. It is a rebuild. You're right about that. Spencer Rattler at quarterback has an awful lot of arm talent. So, you know, you got to be mindful of that, and he can move around a bit. So they have talent at the skill positions, Chris Olave and Alvin Kamara chief among them. Their problem has been on special teams and defense. They really have a tough time stopping people. And on offense, their problem is in the red zone. They have trouble punching it into the end zone when they do get deep in opponent territory. So a long list of things to fix, and they're working at it a little bit at a time. When it's going to turn for them, I'm not exactly sure.
This has all the feelings, Chris, at least to me. I'm hearing all these people talk about a blowout, and I don't know about you. When people start talking that way, that's when I get nervous. You just have this feeling like, uh-oh, what is going to happen here? You can't take anybody lightly.
No, not in the NFL. And look, their first two games were both one-score losses to the 49ers and to the Arizona Cardinals. So I think that's probably what you have to look at more closely than the blowout game against the Seahawks up in Seattle. They fell behind early, and that game was essentially over in the first quarter. You know, they give up a 95-yard punt return for a touchdown. They also give up a 60-yard kickoff return, which set the Seattle offense up in New Orleans territory for an easy touchdown drive. So they blinked and they were down 21-0, and they're just not a team right now that can come back from a deficit like that.
For the Bills, four guys are on the injury report. Three of them didn't practice yesterday. Spencer Brown, Matt Milano, Ed Oliver. What's the latest on their injuries?
Yeah, we had Spencer Brown on our show, One Bills Live, yesterday, and he didn't seem to be too worried about his calf injury. Now, that's him talking. He doesn't necessarily have final say, so it'll be interesting to see how the athletic training staff and the coaching staff handles that. And obviously, practice today will tell us a bit more if he's back in the fold. AJ Epenesa is a new addition as well. It's a pec injury. We don't know the severity, but he was limited in practice. He wasn't a non-participant. So what we have to ascertain here is, did the injury take place during the course of practice yesterday? And that's why he's limited. If he doesn't do anything today, that's probably how things unfolded. If he's limited again today, maybe it was just something that cropped up a couple of days after the game, and we'll have to check on his availability. The thing here that you wonder about is whether or not, you know, the team is going to push regular contributors and starters back into the lineup, you know, against a team of this caliber, or do you just go to your second string, so to say, and maybe give them an opportunity to play against an opponent where if you go to your second string, it's not a catastrophic situation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So just as I say, you got to be careful, everyone talking about a blowout, I have to admit, Chris, I am looking ahead to after the game because the Chiefs and Ravens play each other. And one of these teams is going to be 1-3 at the end of it. So the question is, who should we be rooting for?
Yeah, it's a good question. And as a matter of fact, we were asking that question on our show yesterday, and it was pretty dead even. And I think it's because there are legitimate arguments on either side. I think a lot of people are of the opinion that Baltimore is the superior team to that of Kansas City. And knowing that they're going to get much less friction in their division, especially with Joe Burrow out for 3 months for the Bengals. And, you know, Cleveland's an okay team, but they're not at Baltimore's level. I think people see the Ravens sailing to the division title there in the AFC North. So why not hand them another loss, make them 1-3? Because I think a lot of people believe that Kansas City suddenly is in a much tougher division out there in the AFC West with Denver and the Chargers, who are 3-0 and already have a game in hand on the Chiefs, having beat them in Brazil in week one. So you could slice it both ways. Either way, the good news is one of those teams is going to be 1-3, and that just puts more distance between them and the Bills, who hopefully get a win this week and improve to 4-0.
It's fun to think about because I've been doing the math like, okay, well, the Bills already have the head-to-head tiebreaker over the Ravens.
Right.
So, you know, you get but, you know, you don't want to bank on beating the Chiefs. And yeah, I don't know. It can get your head spinning, can't it?
Right, and that is a valid argument. You already have the head-to-head tiebreaker in hand with Baltimore having beaten them in week one. You don't have that in hand yet because you don't play the Chiefs for another few weeks until week nine. You do get them at home as well, and Bills fans are probably feeling pretty good about beating them here at home in light of how they have looked through the first 3 weeks, which has not been impressive at all. But they will look like a much different team when they come here because Rashee Rice will be back in the lineup. Presumably, Xavier Worthy will be back in the lineup from his shoulder injury. So they should be, conceivably, a healthier team coming here come week nine.
Josh Allen yesterday was responding to some criticism that he's not been throwing downfield much. He said he wants to win football games. What do you think of that comment? And does it mean that fans should temper expectations even this week?
I don't know about tempering expectations. I would just say that Josh Allen has reached an elite level of managing situations in games. It was the number one thing he wanted to focus on within his personal game this offseason. He usually picks something to focus on and get better at, and that's what he chose this offseason, and I think you're already seeing that. Just the way in which he is managing whatever situation he is facing in a game, whether he's at a deficit in a long down and distance situation. And I think the younger Josh Allen would take greater risks. And with an offense with an engine like the one the Bills have, taking unnecessary risks or making high risk plays really doesn't wash with him, because I think he has the confidence that this offense, even when maybe everything isn't clicking on all cylinders, somehow still finds their way to 30 points. And that usually means you're winning a football game. So he hasn't been forced to really think that way on the field, maybe with the exception of the second half of the Ravens game when they were pretty much in two-minute drill the entire second half because of the deficit on the scoreboard. But I think Josh is truly matured into a veteran quarterback that has seen so much that he knows how to manage risk in addition to making plays to stay on the field, reach the end zone, and score points.
Well, Chris, thanks for the time, and have fun on the call. It should be a gorgeous day in Orchard Park on Sunday afternoon. Chris Brown, he'll be on the call down the dial on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.